It's time to look for more from your animal nutrition provider. And more is exactly what Purina delivers. When you choose Purina, you can be confident knowing you're helping your animals reach their fullest potential. Visit PurinaMills.com to figure out how you can get more from your feed company.
Showers and thunderstorms are expected to occur across the northern plains and upper Midwest this weekend, and we will see some additional disruption to farming activity, but a break in the pattern will occur briefly next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Rainfall in the last 24 hours has been rather significant in some areas in western parts of North Dakota, northwestern South Dakota, and eastern Montana. A lot of variation in the rain totals, but a number of locations have reported 1 to 2.42 inches, and there's even one location around the Hettinger area where 3.27 inches resulted. In the meantime, the weather to the east, of course, across our immediate region was dry and warm yesterday. For the most part, there were a few showers in southeastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota. The temperatures in the 80s were common in quite a few areas. Today, we'll see upper 70 and lower 80 degree temperatures one more time, but it's going to depend on how much sunshine we can muster up. With the disturbance off to the west, we will be seeing some impulses of precipitation potentially working their way through a larger portion of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. So the cloud cover will be fairly high today, and so we probably won't see too many temperatures over 80 degrees. The shower activity that's expected will be erratic and mostly light. That Colorado low that we were talking about earlier this week will continue to develop, but it will push through Nebraska into eastern South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota as we go forward through the next couple of days. As a result of this path, we do expect to see rain overspread quite a few areas, but there is potential here that northern Minnesota may not see as much rain as what was advertised previously, and the same might be true for a few of the northeasternmost counties in North Dakota. Everybody else will be seeing a half to an inch and a half of moisture. There will be some areas in northeastern parts of South Dakota and southeastern North Dakota, west central Minnesota, that might see some of the lighter precipitation of a half inch or so. So there will be some good news, I suppose, in all of this, because the western parts of the Dakotas will see additional rain and help to further improve their moisture profile, while the eastern parts of our region will probably not see nearly as much rain as they could have, and that could translate into a better field working environment as we go into next week. Now, we do expect a short-term break in the precipitation as we go into early next week. On Sunday, the precipitation should be winding down in most areas, and we'll see a weak high-pressure system present over the region on into Monday. The next opportunity for rain that comes into the area will come with a cool front, but it doesn't show up until Wednesday into Thursday of next week. It'll be a fast-moving front, and it will bring some additional showers to the area. Our temperatures will be cooling down as we go forward through this weekend, so 60 and a couple of lower 70-degree temperatures will be occurring on Saturday. Sunday might be a tad bit warmer. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.